And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
Y'all to give us what we want. Y'all to give us what we need.
When a posse trunk, head to death.
Worry about my posse getting jumped. Cause if we ever do, yo, TD, pop the trunk.
Cause we make a pop the trunk and hit the switch.
Now act stupid, I'll pop the trunk. Now give me your ba-boom, ba-boom.
I'm excited to be back. Don't get mad at me, Jacoby.
Jalen.
Red is back. The entire crew is back. Magic's still on vacation.
Magic's still on vacation.
Hit the intro again.
And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
Y'all to give us what we want. Y'all to give us what we need.
When a posse trunk, head to death.
Worry about my posse getting jumped. Cause if we ever do, yo, TB, pop the trunk.
Cause we make a pop the trunk and hit the switch.
Now act stupid, I'll pop the trunk. Now give me your ba-boom, ba-boom.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, though?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in. Center stage on the mic.
And we're putting it on wax. It's the new stuff.
We're Jalen Jacoby. What do we do?
We give the people. They won.
The NFL comes back.
Are you ready for some football?
Do you know what the people want, Jalen Rose?
Are you ready for some football?
Enough with the hard knocks. Enough with the preseason. We have actual live football coming tonight from Soldier Field. Packers and Bears. I'm so fired up for this game.
Me too.
I'm fired up for this game. I can't wait to eat wings and watch this game. Jalen, what excites you about tonight's contest?
Can Aaron Rodgers be a league MVP again? Because here's what has happened. Patrick Mahomes has come onto the scene.
Sure has.
Threw 50 touchdowns last year. And he seems like he's going to keep that momentum going.
Well, there used to be a lot of conversation about who's better, Brady or Rodgers, Brady or Rodgers, Brady or Rodgers. I don't hear that much.
How many Super Bowls did Tom Brady win?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
So now we went from, I'm talking about fans and media, saying that Aaron Rodgers was not only the best quarterback, he had a phase where he was the best player. Now it's almost to the point where, are the Packers a contender?
It's like, is he top five?
Yeah. So that's what I'm looking forward to see. Can Aaron Rodgers now recreate the magic that he once had under his previous regime, stay healthy, and put this team in position to where we're back talking about him amongst the best?
Well, Aaron Rodgers, we know who he is. He's an excellent quarterback, one of the best in the league. But we always pointed the finger at McCarthy. He's the problem. The play calling is the problem. Who's calling the plays? Is he going to audible? Is Aaron Rodgers happy with him? Well, now we've got LaFleur in there. What do you think about the LaFleur-Rodgers chemistry?
Usually when a coach gets hired in the NFL, and Lincoln Riley is the perfect example of this. How has Oklahoma's defense been since he's been their head coach?
Doesn't matter.
Correct. All we care about is the fact that they have back-to-back Heisman Trophy winners.
Oh, and quarterbacks that produce.
And he's a quarterback whisperer. That's all people care about. So this time next year, when people are projecting if he's going to be in the NFL, possibly with the Dallas Cowboys, they're not going to talk about the fact that this elite coaching candidate has led some awful defenses. So it's almost like that it's now become a head coach of the offense.
It really has.
A whisperer to the quarterback.
Kingsbury is a good example of this too.
Yes. And so for me, it seems like Aaron Rodgers has done a good job of letting the media know that I respect my new coach. We have some great promise. Even though he didn't participate in the preseason, that makes people question, is he going to be ready for the new system? He going to be ready.
He'll be ready.
He gonna be ready. Now, Khalil Mack is gonna have something to say about it.
Defense,
he played to play Bears football.
Bears defense is one of the best in the league.
And this is the storied rivalry in football. They've been playing against one another for 100 years.
So whenever we talk about Aaron Rodgers, it's always about the coach and the play calling and the people around him. But here's what I think the real problem is with Green Bay. Running backs. Take a look at this list of running backs that he has handed the ball off to for the last 4 years. And these are their leading rushers. Do you see those numbers? I see a 4. I see a 457 there. 556.
Keep those names up there for a second. Eddie Lacy had promise. Many people felt he ate his way out of the league.
Sure did.
Ty Montgomery was converted from a wide receiver
to a running back. You don't see that too much. You don't see that too much.
That's how desperate they were. But I have to say this on behalf of Mike McCarthy, because I think he, Andy Reid, Bill Belichick, were the longest tenured coaches in the league.
Mm-hmm.
You don't make it that long without being really good at your job. No. And they won a Super Bowl together. So I have to defend his honor that people continue to act like the league passed him by. I don't necessarily agree with that. I just think that the talent level on their team didn't continue to ascend around Aaron Rodgers.
It didn't.
Like you just showed.
It didn't. Like, look at those running backs. Look at, when you're not a threat to run, it's easy to defend a quarterback. Another thing is this is, one of these teams is going to lose tonight, most likely, but both these teams are going to beat the Lions twice.
No, whoa, you know what I mean?
So both these teams are going to beat the Lions twice. So at least they have that. So if you're a Packer fan or a Bears fan, just know you might take an L tonight, but you got two W's coming when you play the Lions at home and away.
People sleeping
and
on us this
year. We have
year.
Some big news.
What?
It finally happened. Seems like we've been talking about Ezekiel Elliott every day for the past 2 months. He's been in Cabo, no longer in Cabo. He signed a deal, making him the highest paid running back in the league. He signed a 6-year, $90 million extension, $50 million guaranteed. I'm going to say it again, $50 million guaranteed going to Ezekiel Elliott, the highest paid running back. And he was asked about being the highest paid running back, and here is what he had to say.
I was definitely really anxious, you know, because I definitely wanted to be here for the start of the season. But I'm happy it got done, when it did, and I'm glad I was able to rejoin my teammates and start the season with them.
Important for you to be the highest paid running back in football?
It was.
Why?
Because I believe I'm the best.
Can I say what everybody's thinking that nobody's going to say?
The piercing?
He got FU money. He even got them piercings. He was like,
he didn't get a little stud. He's got this big ring in there.
Yeah, that's what that's called.
He got bored in Cabo.
I've been there.
He got bored in Cabo.
I've been there.
Oh, yeah?
I've been there.
What happened?
I got the kind of money I could do what I want to do. It don't matter what the team say. It don't matter what the media say. And he living his best life. By the way, I'm a huge fan of his parents.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Stacey.
Absolutely. Got a chance to talk to him about Ezekiel. And when you lead the league in rushing for 3 straight years, coming into the game, you're special.
You're the best.
Especially when you've been suspended before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the thing I would like to see him do, you can look at the numbers and feel like it's a terrific, amazing, wonderful deal for Ezekiel. Top paid running back. Ain't that what you said?
Yep, top paid.
But then you could flip the coin and say, if you're the Dallas Cowboys, you don't need him at Mardi Gras pulling down shirts.
Mm-mm.
You can't now have him making poor decisions.
Leave the security guard alone in the Vegas parking lot. Leave him alone. Don't have to touch him.
You living your best life. You got on your Bron jersey. Like, just keep it moving. And so I think now having this money is going to give him the incubator that he needs. Now he can buy the support to make sure that he's covered.
Right now, as you said, he is, if not the best, one of the best 3 running backs in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Easily. It seems like a good deal. They locked him in for a long time. Do you think over time, for off-field or on-field purposes, the Cowboys will regret this deal?
No, because he didn't break the bank. He did get the highest deal for a running back, but if you're thinking about value,
mm-hmm.
you're taking it 5 years from now. So if he got $5 million more than Gurley right now, 5 years from now, it's going to be an undervalued
deal. He's not going to be the highest paid running back for that long. That's correct. A good point. Also, you look at it, 6 years, $90 million, right? My math isn't great. That's $15 million a year. Like, that's not crazy for the best running back or the top 3 running back in the league.
How about this? If you were doing a draft today, and I know this is the most important position in the league. In real life.
Most important position in fantasy football.
No, here's
not
where I'm
most important here, position.
Now,
in
here's where
quarterback
I'm going.
Is the most important
That's
position.
That's where I was going. Here's where I'm going. If you were drafted in real life, you would take Jared Goff over Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah.
And probably even do what the Rams did. Give him $100 million.
Sure.
Right? But if you're drafted in fantasy, you take Ezekiel.
Of course.
First.
Of course.
So that makes him a bargain. Because that shows you that his real value to the people who are betting on the sport for a guy's gonna be running the ball, catching the ball, consistently a bell cow. That shows you why it's important for him to hold out and get his money. And Christian McCaffrey, Saquon Barkley.
Yeah. Everyone whose deal is coming up.
Alvin Kamara.
Saquon's agent just did a dance. Oh, yeah.
And like, good looking, dog. Good looking.
And we've been talking about him, Zeke, all summer long. We've also been talking about a wide receiver all summer long, Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown with the helmet. Antonio Brown without the helmet. Antonio Brown at practice. Antonio Brown not at practice. Antonio Brown on Hard Knocks.
You know what else he got to?
Paid.
Screw your money. Please continue.
Well, Antonio Brown didn't always go to practice, and he got fined for such. And as he does, he took to social media and put it on his Instagram stories that he owes the Raiders some money, and he seemed upset about this. Jalen Rose, to me, if you don't show up to work, then we don't pay you.
Nope.
What do you think about his reaction to the fines levied from the Raiders?
So, Antonio Brown, I have a company that I want you to hire that'll get your money back from the Raiders. I know a loan shark.
A loan shark?
50 Cent.
Oh, yeah.
All he got to do is hire Curtis Jackson.
Yeah, get Curtis Jackson involved.
He'll get that money back.
If there's any accounts receivable or any accounts payable, Curtis Jackson will handle it.
Yep. Hey, 50's my spirit animal. And he made me now realize that it's okay to tell people no when they ask you for money. It's okay that when people borrow money for you to expect it back. I never did this in 25 years.
And just air him out. Yes. 50, he needs to start this corporation. He needs to start this corporation. Someone owes you money, call 50.
So now we got Jay with a deal with the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
We need 50 to also do a deal with the league.
Interesting. Let's give the people what they want. If you go to Jalen Rose's house, the grill's already hot when you get
no
there.
Doubt.
Jalen is he's a grill master. He's got all the accoutrement, all the different, you know, utensils on the grill. But the most important thing about the grill, no matter how hot the grill is, whether it's gas or charcoal or whatever it is, got to have the quality meats. Do you know who's got the meats? Butcher Box. Butcher Box will deliver you every month humanely raised 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, heritage bred pork, and wild-caught Alaskan salmon, all directly to your door.
Mm.
The people at Butcher Box sent me a box. Woo! Woo!
But you didn't invite me over, though. It's
no,
like that?
No. I invited you over on Saturday.
Greedy,
you didn't come up.
Remember, selfish.
You were supposed to be there last Saturday morning. Did I get a text? Did I get a call? Did you show up?
Well, I remember.
Did the doorbell ring?
Well, I remember.
Did anything happen?
Well, I remember two things.
Okay.
One, it was my day off, and two, that you were watching three kids by yourself.
Uh-huh.
I thought I could
use some help from Uncle Jalen. That's all I got to say. What they do is they have curated boxes and customize your own box to get all of your favorite cuts. They bring bacon, chicken, salmon, pork, everything, steaks. Ooh, the steak I had. My wife cooked one of the steaks. It was so good. And when it comes frozen and fresh. Just de-thaw it, throw it on the grill. It is absolutely fantastic. My wife marinated this filet mignon. Oh, it was so good. Right before she left town, she said, you know what, David, she called me David, there's a steak marinating on a plate in the fridge. And I just hooked that steak up. It was so banging. And here's the thing. Butcher Box is now offering new members $20 off your first box, plus free ground beef for the life of your subscription when you sign up at butcherbox.com/Jacoby. Again, free beef for the life of your subscription. So you get $20 off your first box. And then for the rest of your time you're ever dealing with Butcher Box, you get free ground beef. Ground beef you can turn into hamburgers, or it can be Taco Tuesday. That's right. In addition to all the great meat you get, Butcher Box is knocking $20 off your first box and throwing in 2 pounds of free ground beef in every box for the life of your subscription when you sign up at butcherbox.com/Jacoby. That is butcherbox.com/Jacoby. Get on it right now. Jalen Rose, you spent a lot of years in the NBA. You have a lot of life experience. So we need you sometimes to take us behind the curtain. So Jalen, Carmelo Anthony is not on a National Basketball Association roster at this moment. And His reps are reportedly fighting a league-wide reputation that he will not take a lesser role. They're fighting this. There's this perception that Carmelo Anthony is demanding and that he needs to play. And he's got a certain expectations when it comes to minutes and his role and starting. Jalen, my question for you is, how does the perception like this turn into the reality of him not being on a team?
As it relates to entertainment, jobs, and opportunities, I don't use this D word a lot. He deserves to be in the NBA.
He does.
For all that he's accomplished, for what he can still bring to the table, I feel like he's being whiteballed from the league.
So can they change his perception? Can his agents change the perception?
I think you start trying to change the perception once the press conference in OKC happens.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to always point back, almost like when Allen Iverson said, practice, not a game. He's accomplished so many great things in his career, but they're going to show two clips, crossing over Jordan or stepping over Ty Lue, the good ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then the funny one that I liked, the practice one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Carmelo Anthony, when he went to OKC and did the quip about them bringing him off the bench and made it a joke.
Yo, P, they said I wasn't going to start.
League executives frowned upon that.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't matter at that point because he still got a chance to ball with them and go out and do his work.
It's also not that. I mean, Daryl Morey gave him a job, brought him into Houston. We all expected that to work. You know, he's going to be a spot-up shooter all of a sudden. And then after, 10 games, he was out? You know, something happened there that we don't know about, which I feel like is kind of stuck with him.
Well, here's what I think happened, and I'm going to just be frank with you. He and Mike D'Antoni never had the best relationship.
Mm-mm.
In New York City, and it carried, in my opinion, to Houston. And when he saw an inkling of Carmelo Anthony not performing at optimum level, he decided he wasn't going to have him in a rotation.
So if you are Carmelo Anthony's agent or one of his representatives, his manager, what do you do? What action do you take to sort of change this perception?
There's no action greater than a future Hall of Famer giving you his word. That's the action. Here's the fork in the road that's unfortunate for Carmelo. And I believe there's so many teams he could play for. Looking at you, Nets, for example, no KD this year. Slide him right in with Kyrie. But here's the fork in the road. Vince Carter's still playing. And if you ask the average fan where he's playing this year, they ain't gonna know. But he never had that moment where people can attach him to a perception that he didn't want to accept a lesser role as a future Hall of Famer. So now you look up, where's Vince been these last 5 years? Can you, I lost track of the teams he's played for the last handful of years.
Not contenders.
Correct. Like, he just wants to play the game that he loves. And so I hope Melo gets a shot, but for me, it's been no different for Colin Kaepernick, Mark Jackson, and in a different way now, Carmelo Anthony. He has the ability to have one of those 450 jobs, and the league won't give him that opportunity.
He is a future Hall of Famer, as is Giannis Antetokounmpo. He and the Greek national team took on New Zealand and China early this morning. Giannis had 24, 10, and 7, but it was against Brazil a few days ago. He didn't look great. He only had 13 points. You can see him here struggling against Anderson Varejão and the Brazilian defense. And then after the game, here's what the Brazil national team head coach had to say, quote, "You have a guy who won MVP. He's 23 years old. And who stops him tonight? The guy who is 40 years old and kicks his bleep." What do you think about the Brazilian national team's head coach taking shots at Giannis after the game?
They just took the dunks away. And the difference between playing on his national team versus playing in the NBA is in the league, he's surrounded by 14 other guys that made it to the league.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to give Brazil credit for how they defensed Giannis and for getting the win. I must make sure that I acknowledge for people who don't know the game so very intimately that while the ball is still round, basketball is vastly different under FIBA rules versus NBA rules.
That's interesting.
They really are. From the 3-point line, the lane line, the goaltending, the time per quarter. Like, I can name you 100 different things that are different about the games. But I just want to give them credit. And what did they do? Again, if you're going to take away something from Giannis, it has to be his layups. It has to be his dunks. And that's what they did. Make him be perimeter oriented and then live with the results. They had a good game plan and they got it done.
They did. This morning, Team USA waxed Japan 98-45. And these are the type of games that I expected to see from Team USA when they wear their jerseys. Like, I expect Team USA to dominate international competition. However, it was against Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
That it was some missed free throws. Jetty Osman missed some free throws. Another player missed some
free
throws. They
missed four
in a row.
10 to 15 seconds.
That brought them to overtime, and Chris Middleton hit a couple clutch free throws in overtime.
Mm-hmm.
Is this cause for concern for Team USA?
Here's when Team USA need to get concerned. They're going to miss Jason Tatum for 2 weeks, first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
They have to find a way to open up the floor and allow Kemba and or Donovan Mitchell to get opportunities in the paint. I think that's going to be a strength of one of the teams. Have to unlock Jaylen Brown at a forward spot. They have to get some post-up offense. They've become so perimeter-oriented because you lose Kuzma could give you those buckets. And so that has kind of hampered their offensive attack. But here's when they truly need to work. When the gentleman over my right shoulder goes into the studio and he does a remix of Why. And if he uses the line, why Team USA keep getting blown out, that's when they got to worry. But until then.
Until you're in the Jadakiss song, you don't have to worry.
They're in a pretty good space for right now.
Okay. Well, Jalen, there's so much to be excited about this NFL season.
Yes.
Not the Lions. One thing that I'm very excited is watching Le'Veon Bell play football again. Like, we forget how productive Le'Veon Bell was at the running back position because we haven't seen him do it for over a year, but he will be playing football this Sunday. He'll be playing for Adam Gase and the New York Jets, and here's what he had to say about Adam Gase and the play calling.
I carry 50. Yeah, I'm ready. When I said don't hold back, I mean literally that. Like, I don't want to go out here and try to sprinkle me in or things like that. Like, I'm ready to play football, and I've been waiting a long time, you know, for this moment, you know. So a lot of people, like I said, are excited to see me play. I just quadruple that. That's how I feel. You know what I'm saying? I'm excited to play, and I can hold
50 touches, Jalen Rose. Don't hold back, he says. Jalen, what do you think about Le'Veon's comment?
I love what he's doing here. We talked about it earlier in the show. As I saw Zeke get his bread,
mm-hmm,
and then Antonio Brown with his fine money. Basically, what Le'Veon Bell has been able to do is work the system in reverse. Usually, they run you into the ground looking at DeMarco Murray, and then you got to try to get paid. He made sure that he got paid. Now he's like, y'all can run me in the ground.
Sure. Don't sprinkle me in. I like that. He's like, don't sprinkle me in here and there. He's like, I'm a three down back. You saw what I did with the Steelers. I want to do that and more.
I got my 50 money.
50 touches seems excessive.
No,
50 touches seems excessive.
I got my money. So now I need my numbers and opportunities. And if y'all giving me the football 50 times a game, hey, so be it. I ain't mad at him at all.
Where did he play?
He caught 80 balls last year.
No, he
caught the year
zero
before.
Balls last year.
The year prior.
Yeah, he did.
How about
he really
that?
Did. He really did. And he was playing for what team?
The Steelers.
Oh, that's right, the Steelers. Well, of course, Le'Veon Bell had something to say about his former employees. Let's just take a look at what Le'Veon had to say about his time in Pittsburgh. He said the following, quote, it didn't work out in Pittsburgh. I'm out of Pittsburgh, and now I'm in a new city, a new team, and a lot of people haven't even given us a chance because they don't like our roster. They think we don't have the talent. I'm thinking I'm going to show everybody. I'm going to show people that, look, Pittsburgh has something special, and they let it go. That's what I'm going to do out there and do. That's what I'm going to go out there and do, he said. Jalen, what do you think about him saying that they had something special and they let it go?
Well, they did, because Big Ben, future Hall of Famer, two-time mm-hmm champion. We know the numbers that AB has put up on
the
historic
rate. Receiver in the league.
And then Le'Veon Bell
arguably
is
the best running back in the league.
No question about it. The gold standard of guys that run out of the backfield as well as catch. But they never made the Super Bowl together.
No, they didn't.
So if you ask the organization and the fans, they like, we didn't accomplish what we wanted.
It wasn't that special. If it was special, we'd probably have a Lombardi Trophy or
correct. Two. Correct.
That's what special
yes.
is.
Yes. And so I'm happy he has a fresh start. I'm happy AB has a fresh start. And for the Steelers, Mike Tomlin probably feels like he has his locker room back, that he can mm-hmm. now coach his team. So each of those situations are going to be motivated in their own right to try to prove people wrong.
If you look at the question, will the Steelers regret losing Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell? I'm
no.
saying no. Not at all. Not at all. I mean, these weren't Julio Jones type of personalities in the locker room. You know, these weren't Kawhi Leonard's.
Correct. And here's a dynamic that I want to make sure people pay attention to in football and basketball for that matter, because we only had a conversation because they're salary cap sports. Usually the top team doesn't have quarterback, running back, and or receiver all getting top dollar.
Mm-hmm. That's we've been talking about Dallas all summer long.
That's where the situation there may become unique. This is why Dak ain't got paid yet.
Mm.
Amari ain't got paid yet. Look at all the top teams around the league. Either they're paying their quarterback and or one other skill position. Not necessarily making them the highest paid. Le'Veon, highest paid conversation. Antonio Brown, highest paid conversation. Big Ben, highest paid conversation. No Super Bowl appearances?
Who has a conversation every year in the offseason? Tom Brady and the Patriots have a conversation every year in the offseason, be like, we're gonna get you paid eventually, but let's figure out what the number is best that works for you and works for us so we can compete for a Super Bowl.
Like, game. Oh, you're gonna get suspended? Oh, we're gonna lower your salary. Oh, we have some money to gain? We're gonna make you seventh highest this year.
Exactly. Well, I'm very excited to see Le'Veon Bell play football in yes. that green uniform.
Yes.
But you know what? I'm going to be watching more Cardinals games than I ever thought I would. I want to see what Cliff Kingsbury and Kyler Murray and the air raid scheme looks like in the National Football League. And we're going to see it this weekend. But here is what Kingsbury said about his relationship with Kyler Murray, which I found interesting. Let's listen.
It's like picking, you know, pulling teeth with him, trying to tell him that I don't like a play because he wants to make them all work. And that's his attitude. But yeah, there's good conversations. And you know, after today, walking out of the practice field, I'll try to get, hey, what don't you like? And he'll say, I love it all, and then we'll move forward. But, you know, that's how he is. He's competitive, and he wants to make it all work. But, yeah, there's definitely those conversations going on, and we want to make sure he's as comfortable as possible because it will be a tough challenge.
It's like pulling teeth to get your quarterback to talk about a play he doesn't like because he wants to make them all work. Jalen, translate this for me. Is this a good sign or a bad sign?
Just a rookie. He doesn't understand, because he hasn't played in the NFL just yet, if it doesn't work in practice, doesn't necessarily translate to meaning it doesn't work in the game until he starts to get game footage on mm-hmm. himself and see how it's analyzed over and over again and realize this is why we don't want to run this play and we're never going to run this play.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
And it's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, it's not a diss to you because the play didn't work.
Not every song is a hit.
Correct.
Not every song is a hit. You know what I mean? Listen, I am so excited to watch this.
I am too.
I do not think this will be a successful football program this year, but I just want to see what this looks like in the National Football League.
I'm excited to watch
it too. We've seen it. We've seen it in college.
A dual threat 5'9" quarterback going number one overall. That has never happened.
When you look at that footage.
Never.
Like, he looks short. He does look short. Like, you look at him next to Kingsbury, I'm like, Kingsbury better be 6'6". I hope Kingsbury's 6'6" because he looks short.
And if you notice, it goes back to what I was saying earlier in the show.
I don't listen.
It's all about the relationships of the coach and the quarterback. We did it with Aaron and LaFleur. We're now doing it with Kyler. It's the same thing. You need that relationship to work. Almost like in the NBA, a head coach has to have the best relationship, usually with his best player.
For a long time, I didn't have credit cards. Straight up. I always had a job, and I figured, you know what? I'm not going to have credit cards.
Straight cash, homie.
I'm just going to have cash. I'm going to get my check. I'm going to cash my check. I'm going to pay my bills that way. And then there's this thing called credit that starts becoming important as you get older. And one time they're like, you don't have any. Like, it's like you don't exist. So I start getting credit cards. And what happens with some people is they end up carrying revolving debt. That means you're not paying off your card every month. You can be paying thousands in interest every year that you don't even have to. With LendingClub, you can consolidate all of your debt and pay off credit cards with one fixed monthly payment. It makes it so simple. Since 2007, LendingClub has helped millions of people regain control of their finances with affordable, fixed-rate personal loans. No trips to the bank. No high-interest credit cards. Just go to LendingClub.com, tell them a little bit about yourself, how much you want to borrow, pick the terms that work for you, and if you're approved, your loan is automatically deposited into your bank account in as little as a few days. LendingClub is the number one peer-to-peer lending platform with over $35 billion in loans issued. Right now, go to LendingClub.com/J&J. LendingClub.com/J&J. Check your rate in minutes and borrow up to $40,000. That's LendingClub.com/J&J. LendingClub.com/J&J. The Jalen and Jacoby Podcast is presented by Goodyear. Discover the possibilities. Goodyear. More driven. Jalen Rose, we've been doing this show for a long time. And we have a signature segment. It's time for Soft Move or Boss.
Often imitated, never duplicated.
Lonzo Ball wore Big Baller brand shoes. Had his own signature sneaker, Lonzo Ball. But he has now revealed that those sneakers were trash. He used to switch pairs at the end of every quarter. He would wear four different pairs of his Big Baller brand shoes a game. Let's listen to Lonzo.
No one knows the real story about them shoes, though.
It was about
them ZO2s I was playing in, they was not ready.
They were?
Really?
No one knows it, but Demo had a backpack, and he had extra, like, four pairs of shoes in there, because I had to switch them every quarter, because they would just rip. I mean, that's, if I had to say, like, why the first two games, like, the real truth is, like, yo, the shoes just wasn't ready. So I'm like, I'm on the phone, like, this is when Allen was running everything. I'm like, yo, like, I'm not playing in them shoes. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care, bro. He's like, all right, just switch every brand next every game. I'm like, all right, cool.
Wow.
So that's how that happened. Like, if you literally have my shoes from those games, like, they're just, like, exploded, bro.
Why did you wear them? Just because you guys said, like,
all right. They're my shoes. And you're like, I had a debut. Like, I'm like, we already started up the hype. We went so far with it. I'm like, cool, I can get a quarter in, but that's it.
Jalen Rose, wearing four pairs of shoes a game to support the family brand, soft move or boss move?
Soft move.
Really is.
And I think it's, is it chipmunks who pop their head out of the little hole?
Gophers, I believe is what you're thinking of.
Okay. So let's pretend that the Big Baller brand is a gopher sticking its head out of the dirt just for a hot second.
I'm pretending that. Okay.
All he did would just continue to bury and crush any hopes of that brand surviving. Because it was a family-run business.
Mm-hmm.
The partner in the business ran away with some money.
Yep.
With some discrepancies. People who ordered the products.
Didn't get it.
Didn't get it and weren't unhappy.
Wasn't exactly
affordable
in the first place.
And then the signature player who was wearing the shoes, I noticed this when he was playing summer league before his rookie year. And he wasn't even wearing them.
Well, here's another thing is, the reason to wear the shoes is to support the family brand because you want to build that brand because you want to make money, right?
Correct.
But one thing you have to remember, the money's only here because you can play the sport of basketball. So let's not put the sneakers first. Always put the basketball first. And if you are wearing shoes that could A, hurt you, or B, even hurt your performance a little bit, switch out the shoes.
I agree. And what you're describing, I talk a lot about, it's the 95 versus 5 theory.
Explain.
Own your base and be the best at what made you who you are.
Yes, yes,
and
exactly.
Then everything else is extra.
Yes.
Not the other way around. The 95 for him, NBA, how I ball. Now what I rock is extra.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was a little distorted, which explains a little bit why, other than injury, that he wasn't able to consistently be there for his team. When your wills ain't right, you can't be healthy.
No, and the only reason you have signature sneakers is because you play basketball, so make sure you're doing the basketball part. I don't think Josh Hart is putting too much time and effort into that podcast. Shout out to him and the Lighthearted Podcast. But you know what? That's the 5%. He's doing 95% of playing basketball and getting ready.
And I got to say something as podcast veterans.
Uh-oh.
If y'all going to have beverages on the table, we need glasses. Come on, guys.
I saw a glass of wine.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They had a glass.
But if three people, one glass?
I didn't notice that.
An open bottle of champagne, an unopened bottle of wine.
That's some red wine.
And by the way, you see what I'm giving analysis about. The drinks.
I know.
Pay attention to everything.
I know. Shout out to Drink Champs. Moving on.
Shout out to Nori.
Costa Rican national soccer team head coach. That is a prestigious position.
It is.
They really care about their football in that country. He just up and resigned. You know why? Job is too boring. He's like, I can only talk to the players every once in a while. It's not a day-to-day job. All I'm doing is watching film. Quitting your job because it's not hard enough. Soft move or boss move?
It's a boss move.
It's a soft move. It's a soft move.
It's a boss move.
It's a soft move.
It's a boss move.
No, 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 no. Because No.
Here's what I want to make you think about.
Okay.
If he was getting paid $20 million to do that job.
He was getting less than that, but sure.
Okay. If he was getting
He was handsomely paid.
Okay. No, but let's say he was getting paid $20 million to do that job.
Okay.
He wouldn't have quit. So part of him quitting to me was he wasn't happy with his salary and he didn't think it was worth what he was doing. And he's coming out saying he quit because it wasn't hard enough because it sounded good for public consumption. What do you think?
I've worked real jobs before.
Me too.
Like there was a pile of rocks that had to shovel into a wheelbarrow and move across the yard.
In there.
Like, that's a job that you quit. You don't quit a job because it's not hard enough because you only work once a month or whatever. Like, no. You keep that job.
Is this the scratch a sniff coach?
No. No, it is not. Let's move on before you get us all canceled.
Oh, okay. We need to get some footage of him.
We're staying in the world of South American soccer, and we have an Argentinian football fan. Let's just take a look. Okay? Look at that good boy. First of all, you know it's cold out. Look at that scarf.
Love it.
Look at that scarf.
Love it.
Look at that dog. Chill. Got his uniform on, watching the game. Soft move or boss move, bringing your dog to the game.
Ultimate boss move.
See, I'm going to say it's a boss move, but only because that dog is very well behaved. You can't have a dog running around. Like, that dog's, that dog's seen things. That dog's, you know, over 10 years old. He just wants to chill and watch the game.
See, now that we've gotten a lot more inviting to animals, I think this is the time for me to get a dog again.
What?
This is the time.
Because you're going to get a dog? Does Molly know about this?
It's come up slightly.
It has?
Not in front of kids. Kids first. But next, want to have a dog.
Wait. My head is spinning. Kids first.
Yeah.
So you're saying on national television right now, you're going to have kids.
I'm married. First come love.
Wow.
Then come marriage.
Wow.
Then come baby in a baby carriage.
Wow.
I'm not saying that she knocked up right now, but I got to try to put a junior out here.
Let's get Jalen Jr.
At some point.
Let's get Jalen Jr. out there. You can't name the dog Jalen Jr.
Right? No,
you can't do that.
No.
You can't do that.
But here's, I will be the person to have a mean dog.
Yeah, I don't want a little barky dog.
You see what I mean? No, like, I will be him.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm walking with my dog, but you don't want to come and say hi to me.
Jalen, you know I have certain things I'm very passionate about. Sport of basketball.
Wife, your family,
this program,
your job.
My family, my kids.
Your health.
And on that list, pretty high. Higher than it should be. Costco. I just love the Costco experience. I love
minivans.
Everything about Costco. The samples, the deals, the Kirkland brand, the orange juice. Woo! Love Costco.
They need to give you a sponsorship.
They have a 72-pound, $900 wheel of cheese. Jalen Rose buying 72 pounds of cheese at once. Soft move or boss.
It's just dumb.
You better run a restaurant.
Yeah,
something.
That's just dumb.
Like 72 pounds of cheese.
Soft move.
I got cheese going mold in my fridge right now.
You know what? As you were reading that, I got constipated.
What does it even look like? Like, I don't even know I can pick up 72 pounds of cheese.
Hey, man, let me tell you. So I grew up in a house where we had government cheese with the gray box and the blue letters, okay? You could shoot that cheese.
<He'll>
the hole wouldn't go through it.
He'll shoot back. Moving on. Don't get fired.
Put it in a,
don't get fired.
Put it
Jim
in
Rose.
An oven, tried to melt it. They never like 30 minutes. I was gonna have a grilled cheese.
like a turkey at Thanksgiving. Put it in there for 3-4 hours.
It's like my melt of bit. Cheese.
Can't make some nachos. You want some nachos tomorrow? Let me start cooking that right now. A French nightclub has debuted. Wait for it. Robot pole dancers. Jalen Rose. Robot pole dancers in a nightclub. Soft move or boss move?
Where my bet?
Oh, no. Jalen, don't get fired. This is the don't get fired topic of the
day. Where my bet?
Jalen Smith's robot pole dancers?
Hold on. Whoa.
Listen, robots, artificial intelligence is taking over the world.
Wait a minute.
Robots are taking our jobs.
They are taking our jobs. So, I protest this.
Oh, now you got the bat. Now we're getting excited.
Is the term vehemently?
Yeah, you're in the neighborhood.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's why. You mean to tell me there's some scientists out there that's interfering with giving back to the community, the charity work that gets done at adult establishments, gives back to the community in a way that is unparalleled as it relates to comparing a human being on the pole versus a robot? Can you see yourself standing at a stage giving a robot some of your hard-earned money?
It's an art project, but also, don't forget my girl Sophia. Don't forget my girl Sophia.
Oh my goodness.
Jalen, according to a survey by the American Gaming Association, 15% of Americans gamble on the NFL. 15%. That's a big number. Mm. So, of course, looking at tonight's game, -3 at home.
-3.
I got the Bears.
So here's the thing that gets overlooked for the Bears. Mitchell Trubisky in his third year has shown promise, but last year, 24 touchdowns, great. 12 INTs, not so great.
Not great.
But I am taking the Bears to win at home.
I think the Bears win tonight. And
Aaron Rodgers returns to MVP form.
And we putting it on wax.
Nah, he doesn't. How is Magic Johnson still on vacation?
I need a vacation.
I know he's rich, but at some point, like, I don't like vacations that last more than like 5 days. Like,
you don't listen to your brother. I gave you a dollar figure for that trip and you laughed at me.
It's going up. It's going up.
I see Sam the Entertainer, Stephen A. Smith.
Yo, he's had everybody. Stephen A. Smith was out there.
Yeah, 300 people.
No, Stephen A. Smith wasn't out there.
Yeah.
Our Stephen A. Smith?
It's 300. Magic was looking for people to come.
He really is.
Like, you want to come?
He really is. Sam's out there. Uncle Sam.
Uncle Sam's out there.
Rodney Pete's out there. Kevin Lyles.
Yes. Steve Harvey.
Kids. We're at the point of the vacation where you guys' kids there now.
Yes.
Yeah, now he's got the family there.
So you believe me now when I say 10 million?
That can't be 10 million. It can't be 10 million.
Think it's more now, huh?
Yo, you see they gave him a plaque?
He deserves it.
They gave him a plaque.
He should. He's changing their economy.
They're going to mess around and give him an island.
Yeah. He changes their economy.
Yo, how rich do you have to be on vacation?
You got
to
be a billionaire.
For like 6-7 weeks.
Trust me.
Wouldn't you get bored?
I'm rich.
I would get bored.
He a billionaire. That's what you got to
be. I would get bored.
You can't get bored with 300 people.
Nope. That's why you keep switching people out.
That's the bet move.
I'd be so sad when it was my time to go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it would be like when you get there on Thursday, you're so excited. You're going on the jet skis. You're doing all the fun stuff. And then, like, you know, your flight out on Tuesday. Monday right. comes around. I'd be like, Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Johnson. Magic sending people back to reality.
He really is.
He got people doing a walk of shame.
No, that happens.
It's like, my assistant is seeing your information. They got your flight. You know, all you gotta do is land. The car be there to pick you up.
You know, people trying to sleep through their
the small
call time
boat
and
take you to the big
like
boat.
One of the stews is like, Mr. Jacoby, your flight's in 3 hours. I'd be like, oh, I'm sleeping. Mr. Jacoby, we've packed your bags.
Imagine the people that were supposed to leave on Wednesday and wake up on Wednesday and have to go to Magic and ask, could they stay longer?
Oh, everybody does it in their own way. Like, no one does it straight to his face, but in their own way. They're like, oh, man, I really would love to see Saint-Tropez. Are you guys going next? I've never been there before.
See, like, everybody there that I follow on IG.
Pat Riley out there.
Angela Yee. Dwayne Wade.
Yeah. Everybody's out there.
I'm like, A-Rod and J-Lo?
Yes. Did you see J-Lo in a dance-off with EJ?
I did.
J-Lo can dance.
Yeah, she's really good.
She's special.
Yeah.
She's a special person.
And shout out to my brother A-Rod for locking that down.
Yeah, good for him. You saw a video from like 20 years ago?
Yeah, he said
good for him.
Yeah, he had a premonition.
Good for A-Rod.
Yeah.
A-Rod bounced all the way back.
Didn't he? He living his best
all
life.
The way back. Good for A-Rod. Good for J-Lo. Good for everybody in the Mediterranean.
No doubt. And you know, we support power couples, so we have to take the first 5 minutes of our podcast to acknowledge a power vacation that features over 150 couples.
Yeah. You know, I would love to see like Cookie and Irvin at the lunch table. You know, when they're planning it.
I decided like, something.
You know what I mean? They're planning it all. They're like, all right, well, we're going to start with Rodney Pete and Kevin Lyles. You know, that'd be a good start. And then we're going to have this
Steve Harvey.
Come in. Yeah, we'll have them come in. Like they got an Excel spreadsheet out with like four columns.
And by the way, imagine being in the cutting room floor of, should we invite such and such?
Nah. Oh, yeah.
Nah.
Because there are some people that are following him on Instagram that are a little upset about
correct.
It. There's as many people as he's got out there, he's got more people not out there.
Correct.
And they're feeling a certain way. You know, at some point, like it was probably like February, they started shopping and they picked out some nice white linens, being like, maybe this is the year that I get
yes.
the call.
Yes.
Those white linens are still in the closet.
But you know, I figured out something. And this will be a boss move. You know what Magic and Cookie should do when they come back? You ready for this? He should run for president.
Of
the United States of America.
Oh, the United States of America? Wow.
Just think about all of the star power that he's just amassed over the last 30 days in one place.
Time out.
All of those people on the campaign trail.
Jalen, let me tell you something. Let's not forget, he had a job and he quit it so he could tweet. Okay? He don't want that work. That's work. He doesn't want that. He was like, he's running the Lakers. It's a cushy little job they gave him. And he was like, yeah, it's too hard. I can't tweet. I got a lot of thoughts going through my head, but I'm going to stick to sports.
Yeah, you should.
I got a lot of thoughts going through my head right now. A lot of things I could say right now, but I'm going to stick to sports.
Yeah.
Big shout to Urban Magic Johnson. We're going to talk
about the current commander in tweets.
Oh, God. I want to be on that vacation. Have you ever been on a yacht?
So,
That's a no. This is a no.
Well, I've been on a yacht.
Okay. But like for the day?
But here's what I want to give you a revelation. I don't love boats like that.
Yeah, me neither.
No.
Like, I could be on for a couple of hours or something like that.
Day trip.
I've never gone on a cruise.
I went on a cruise.
Being from Detroit, knowing so many people that have boats downtown, I've spent multiple days and nights hanging on people's boats and all of that kind of stuff, of course. But I'm not excited about like trying to go on a cruise or not.
I'd rather be at a house.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, come to my boat. What do you got? Like, well, we got a kitchen and we got some couches and low ceilings and it's uncomfortable and it's small and you can't leave. Like, why don't we just go to your house? I can leave whenever I want, get an Uber.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I can cook.
Yeah. I don't want to be in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
I don't like the idea that like, oh, we ran out of gas. Like, oh, I guess we'll just die now.
Okay. I thought you was going to clown me for that.
I'm going to die now. No, yeah. I don't like the open water.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of sharks. Straight up afraid of sharks.
As you should be.
Went to Cape Cod, swam at the beach. Wonderful little family reunion. A lot of Jacobies around. They had a great white shark sighting at the beach I was at the day before I was there. And they got some big seals. Seals the size of you. Like you'd be shook if you saw these seals. These are not little baby seals. Like, I live in California, you see these little cute little seals.
These are
not cute seals.
I'm good.
Big, human-sized seals. And I'm thinking, whatever eats these seals is swimming in these waters right now.
I watched enough Jaws growing up.
Yeah, that they have great white sharks on the beach in Cape Cod. I'm not doing that. I don't like that. You know what else I'm not doing? I'm not jumping off the side of the yacht into the water.
No,
you don't belong there. I don't belong there.
Yeah, because that one time when your foot slip and you hit your knee on the boat and you start tumbling down the side of the boat.
Or just the captain just starts pulling away and you're in the ocean and they forgot about you.
Or you just bleed you before you even hit the water.
Oh, yeah, just a little kind of. They always say like sharks can smell blood from 3 miles away.
I'm good.
They can smell blood. Big shout to Urban Magic.
I've been snorkeling. And for a guy that wasn't much of a swimmer, let me tell you what it taught me.
Not much of a swimmer is an understatement.
But let me tell you what snorkeling.
Can you swim like by putting your hands over your head? Can you put your hands out of the water while you're swimming?
Yeah, I can do this.
You can do that?
Yeah. But
you got shoulder problems.
Yeah. But here's the revelation.
Okay.
I went snorkeling and it was so very refreshing because gonna laugh at me because people that are probably 7 years old get to experience this. It felt good to open my eyes underwater.
What?
You don't open your eyes underwater in a pool?
It burn.
Really?
Burn.
Oh, I open my eyes underwater all the time.
It burn. And my first experience of swimming, Belle Isle in Detroit, Lauder, my Uncle Paramore's pool, has so much chlorine, opened my eyes. I was like, never again. So since I was young, now when I get in the pool, I don't even try to open my
eyes. That's the thing. It's, it
that's, so that's probably why I can't
swim. If you're in a pool in the backyard, you can open your eyes in the water. But I swim at the, you know, I go to the YMCA in Manhattan, and this is another secret pool that I go to in Manhattan, which I just discovered. Shout out to my neighbor for putting me onto it.
Yep.
Shout out.
They put a lot of chemicals in there.
Yeah.
A lot of chemicals. Like, you're in the backyard, there's not that much chlorine, but in the New York City public pools, oh yeah, it's going down.
Oh, you know what I meant to tell you, fam?
What's that?
Like, the great American philosopher David Jacoby once taught me that people don't do what enough?
Celebrate.
I have something that I...
We gonna celebrate?
It's something that we really need to celebrate.
I wanna celebrate.
You ready?
Yeah.
It's something we really need to celebrate.
What's that?
I was walking through my bathroom yesterday.
Yo, you know you're rich when you walk through your bathroom. Like, my bathroom's not big enough to walk through. No, I don't walk through bathrooms. I go into the bathroom and I go out of the bathroom. The door hits the back wall.
I have two pictures hanging in my bathroom.
Okay.
One is of my wife and I.
Shout to you two.
When we initially met at ESPN, like 2008.
Ooh. A long time ago. That was an overnight Jalen. Jalen getting off work doing an NBA. What are we calling that? Tip off or something?
And she didn't want to date me then. So
she doesn't want to date you now.
Exactly. So that's one. The other picture is a forensic one of a night, September 3rd, 2003.
Bullets in the car.
When my brother Rory Scott and I.
Shout to Riz.
Shout out.
Survived an assassination attempt.
They tried to kill you. They tried to murder you.
And so as I look back at that period of time, it was 16 years ago.
Briefly, for people that haven't seen Storytime with Jalen Rose, one of our best ones, just very briefly summarize what happened, because I have some follow-up questions I haven't asked yet.
Okay. So it was Labor Day weekend, as I just acknowledged. The Sparks had just won the championship. Shout out to my sister, Lisa Leslie, who's also the coach of the year in the Big Three, and her shout team out. Won the championship.
Big shout out to Joe Johnson.
Shout out to ISO Joe, who should be in the league this year. He did work.
Shout out.
And Stack.
And Stack Jack, who was balling in the championship. We were at the crib playing Madden, just chilling. Then it's like, you know what? Let's go hit a couple corners. It's 1 a.m., so let's go hit a couple corners. So we rolled down on Sunset right off Dehaney. I forget what the spot was called. You know how clubs and venues turn over so many times. So we hit the spot. They're in there celebrating because they just won the championship.
Sparks.
We're celebrating because we just woke up that morning.
Sure. Celebrate.
Right? And so it's time to bounce. And you know, because you know that I got certain things that I always do when I go places. And you know I frequent places. You know I'm very regimented about certain things.
Yes.
So when I go to establishments at night, when I did go out at night, and you know I like to tip people and take care of people.
Of course.
You know the first thing I do when I'm pulling up in a drop top Bentley is valet.
$50 to the valet. 50.
Come here.
It's going to be worth your time.
I got you. But I need you keep the car prime.
Yes.
Because 60 minutes, you can start the clock. I'm going to be out of here. Not 61, not 50. I'm going to be out of here in an hour. We have a good time. Walk out, 55. You know, I'm.
Yeah.
Boom. Walk out with a car, with a car, with a car, with a car, with a car. Park my car. One thing. That was messed up right there. Boom. Right? So now I'm standing around waiting on the car. And mad. Right? Get in their car. Pissed at this point.
But this isn't your car. I want to make this very clear. It's not your car. Your car's being fixed.
Correct.
So they gave you this car to drive around in.
So I had a Cadillac truck. Well, respectfully, I was in the NBA at this time. I had multiple cars. One of them was a Cadillac truck.
What's disrespectful about having cars?
I mean,
sure. Not everybody has the means.
Correct. And so now you see the technology. It seems normal when people have like TVs and stuff like that in their car. But before, you know, iPads and smartphones and all of that, it was like a real production to get like real stuff in your vehicle. And I used to have wiring issues where sometimes I'd be driving a truck and it just cut off because it was so many things was being wired. So I took it back and they gave me a loaner to drive, drop top Bentley. I'm like, cool, rolling in it. I was rolling in the car for like 2 weeks. And so get the car from valet, driving up Sunset, going towards the 405. Pull up at the light at Sunset and Barrington. It's a two-lane street. I'm on the left. We're in the left lane. Look to my right. Red Cadillac truck. I've just stopped at 15 lights, so I'm paying attention, but, you know, nothing different about this car than any other car. I glance again. See the dome light. So I'm like, people still sitting in the front. I'm like, oh, damn. The dude that was in the back just got out, walked around the car, and he's like, boom. Just like this. I don't even know how to hold it. Audio podcast.
So you have to explain what you're doing.
Okay. So he walks around behind the Cadillac truck, raises up a 9mm and points it at us. So at that point, I don't know if anybody can hear my voice has ever been around a gun or seen somebody point a gun or seen a gun pointed at somebody they were with or had a gun pointed at them. But that's a definite instant moment of split second thinking that can either cost you your life or hopefully put you in a situation to survive.
What words came out of this man's mouth?
I just remember him saying, like, I kind of don't remember. But it was something in my head, when he started to speak, he put his guard down. In my head. Now, I don't know how somebody with smoke coming out of their ears and nose holding a 9mm makes me think they put their guard down.
Yeah. Sounds like you should have your guard up.
Right? So, soon as he started to talk, I hit the gas.
So now, let's stop there.
Can't stand you.
You pull a gun on me, you can have anything in the world. Like, I'll run everything.
Especially if it's not yours.
And it's not yours. It's not your car. It's not even in your name. It's someone just gave you as a loaner. What are you protecting at that point? Why don't you just get out the car?
That's the decision-making survival tactic, Northwest Side Detroit in me, having to make a calculated decision about, first off, by the graces while we're still here. Let me just acknowledge. I could go through all of the scenarios of, you know, making it sound like I'm Starsky and Hutch or it's Miami Vice. The number one reason why we're here is the grace of the man above.
Sure.
First and foremost. Because all of these scenarios are there. So, but to answer your question, I had to make the split decision that if I gave him what he wanted, was he still going to try to put a couple of hot ones inside of us?
Maybe.
And I made the decision that even if we gave him what he wanted or they wanted, that he probably still was going to pop us. That's what I thought.
Okay.
But now as I think back at it.
Bad decision.
He's sitting in the back. He was going to get the car and just drive off in it.
Yeah.
Right? Logically.
That's what he wanted.
Yeah. It wasn't like he was driving the other car. And it, yeah. Okay. But I couldn't keep.
It was bad decision.
Yeah.
That's not what I would have done. I would have been like, here's to go. So do you want me to go fill it up with gas for you?
Yeah. When people ask me the worst decision of my life, I probably should say this.
And let's not sleep on the fact that Riz got shot.
And so I hit the gas. He started dumping. So I'm ducking down like it's a movie. And I, nine shots, I swear, I thought this man was never going to stop shooting that gun. I was like, how many bullets can a gun have? I'm like, whoa. And then the gunshot fire stops. I look over at Riz. Blood is everywhere. I'm like, no. I'm like, seriously right now? Like, two Detroit kids? We didn't come to Bel Air.
For this.
To get assassinated. Right? For a vehicle, potentially, that ain't even mine. Okay? So I'm rubbing his leg. By the way, he a straight up G. Because as I think back at it, I didn't realize that he was shot until I looked over at him. If the situation was reversed, he'd know I was shot because I'd be screaming. You see what I'm saying?
Of course.
He wasn't screaming. So initially, blood, not screaming. Oh, my God. So I'm rubbing his leg, rubbing him. Like, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Get you to the hospital. Got you, dog.
Where is he bleeding from?
He bleeding from his face. He bleeding from his face. And so I'm like, where my phone? I'm scrambling, trying to grab my phone. Reach down, grab my phone, a little flip phone. Doom. Rubbing his leg. It's going to be all right, dog. It's going to be all right. I'm going to get you to the hospital. I promise I'm going to get you there. And this is like, my world is literally in front of my face right now. The car's smoking. I don't know how long the car is going to be able to continue to drive.
Mm.
My brother's in the car bleeding from the face. And the car got 9 holes in it. Okay? Call 911. My dog just got shot. Please tell me where the closest hospital is. I'm right at Sunset and 405. I lived in Santa Monica, so I knew my way around blindfolded, but I couldn't recall the closest hospital.
Sure.
And so they like, yeah, hit a couple of lefts, hit a couple of rights. It's on this street, whatever, whatever. I do it. I look up. It's a veterinarian.
I can't believe that really happened in real life. You said my dog got shot. So they sent you to a veterinarian hospital. That's so crazy. It's just so crazy to me. When you saw that sign, what went through your head?
It taught me that I have a skill that I think really helps me as a survival tactic. Is that I have yet to panic through all of this. And so I say a quick prayer. I just keep turning. I'm looking up at tall buildings. Like, I'm from Detroit. Like, you were raised and spent a lot of time on the East Coast. So, like, for y'all to see, like, tall skyscraper buildings, like, I drove here today and I'm always fascinated by New York. It's no big deal.
None.
But, like, in New York, I mean, in Detroit, we only have a couple of large buildings at the time. Same with L.A., whether people realize that or not, they live out there. So I just looking up for the tall, highest buildings now. See the hospital. Woom, 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 woom. Jump out. Go in there. Like old dog in minutes. Like, boom. Kick down the door. Get the gurney. Get my guy out. We lay him on the gurney. We get him up in there. They get him right to surgery. The hospital was excellent. They were terrific. But I don't know what to do now. I got to call his parents.
Well, at the time, did you get an idea of how bad it was?
No, but I still got to call his parents.
So you called his parents?
What else am I supposed to do?
I'm not calling the parents until I have some idea of how severe of the situation. I don't want to deliver no news. I'm going to get some news and then deliver that.
So it was almost, just think about, all right, you remember when the Kawhi and Paul George news dropped? Mm-hmm. It was like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
So there were certain people on the West Coast that probably got it when they were still up. And then a lot of people on the East Coast got it when they woke up.
I woke up to it. Yeah,
right? So this is 1, 2 a.m. West Coast time. Right?
4 in Detroit.
Who else am I going to call or tell? It's the middle.
I'm talking to the doctor first. I didn't know what to do. And so to this day, Rias has a bullet in his neck from that evening.
Still there?
They couldn't take it out.
Still there? Big shout out to Riz. Riz is the real hero.
Shout out.
No doubt.
Riz is the real hero.
No, gee.
I'd be like, Jalen, why you pulled away? Why couldn't we just give him the car? I got a bullet in my neck now. I'd still bring it up every time I saw you.
There's a lot of ways to look at a story like that. But ultimately, the way for somebody with a lot of faith that was able to survive something like that 16 years later is that something saved our lives. And we know who it was. The man above.
First of all, if the valet had your car ready, it wouldn't have happened. So I'm blaming the valet. I'm blaming Lisa Leslie for keeping you at the club too long. I'm blaming her. I'm blaming the guy that gave me the car in the first place, being like, why'd you give me this drop-top Bentley? I'm blaming everybody but myself. That's how I get down. That's how I get down. Mainly the valet. Be like, I gave you $50, man. I told you to have it ready. I told you to be back in 60 minutes. Why am I out here waiting? That time is what opened up the window for dude in the red truck.
But this is why Riz is a G. There are a different way to look at it that none of us hearing the story will probably catch, but the person with a bullet in his neck did catch that he said to me. Different way to look at this, too. Saved my life.
Yeah. Preach. I'm also blaming the 911 operator.
How about that? How about that?
I mean, that's crazy.
Like 2 a.m. and somebody taking a dog.
A dog to walk to get shot. Right. Like, come on now.
And I don't want to get the animal people mad at me, but.
Don't
send me to a vet. Send me to a vet.
If I got to the veterinary hospital, I'd be like, y'all can still help Riz.
Like, they were closed.
Oh, they were closed?
Yeah, it's a vet. They ain't open at 2 a.m.
No. That's crazy. That's crazy.
You realize my heart was about to jump out of my chest?
I would have panicked. I would have definitely panicked. I mean, I probably would have pulled over, called the cops, and be like, come to me. Something like that, maybe. Instead of driving around on the phone.
Car smoking. Car got shot 9 times. Car got shot 9 times. Shout to Bentley. Shout out. That car was still rolling.
Still going.
It was still rolling.
So when you called the people that gave you the car, what'd you say? At some point, like the next day, you had to call.
Well, they saw it on the news.
Oh, it was on the news like
how about,
that?
How about this? I go back to the apartment. This is crazy. I go back to the apartment.
What time is it now?
It's like 4 a.m. After I take him, it's like 4 or 5 a.m.
Do you leave Riz at the hospital?
Yeah. I left him at the hospital. Because it was like 7 or 8 minutes. Like, I just needed to go and like refresh and like mentally like figure out what was next.
You can't just go to sleep. Yeah. You can't just be like, I'm going to doze off.
Bam. I turn on the TV. I'm pretty sure you can Google it. Boom. I turn on the TV. We have a report. Chicago Bulls star Jalen Rose was shot and killed tonight.
Whoa!
What?
You got killed?
I'm like...
Is he dead?
I'm like, yo! First off, I'm like, how do they know so fast?
Well, no, they got the information wrong. How do they not know so fast?
Well, people probably saw me at the hospital or heard my name at the hospital.
Crazy. That's crazy. I didn't know that happened.
Yeah, you can. I'm pretty sure you can.
Was there a part of you that thought maybe you were dead?
You ready for this?
That would probably go through my mind. I'd be like, maybe this is what being dead feels like.
You ready for this? And I want everybody out here to listen up because I retire a lot of words. And in entertainment, if I was going to do stand-up comedy, if I was going to do a rap album, if I was going to write a script, it would definitely have curse words, N-words in it, all of that. Because to me, it helps an exclamation point or, you know, it's for entertainment purposes. I'm getting back to your question. This is also the same year I stopped using the N-word and stopped cursing. Part of me did die that night, Jacoby.
Oh.
And I saw Tupac do an interview about this before, and it's really true. The part of me that died that night that a black person tried to kill me. That's what died.
Rose had stopped the 2002 Bentley Azuri at a traffic light on Sunset Boulevard in Barrington Place around 3 a.m. when three men in black, four-door Cadillac Escalade, pulled up behind him, Richter said. One of the men walked up to the passenger side of the Bentley, pulled out a gun, and believed to have said, give up the car. Instead, Rose gunned the accelerator, and the would-be thief fired several rounds at the car, hitting the passenger once. The gunman was described as an African-American, 6'6" and 160 pounds. That's skinny. With braided hair. Investigators are pursuing several leads but have not made any arrests. Someone tells me that those arrests were never made, huh?
Never made.
Never made.
Nope. You Googled that?
No, I'm super producer Harlan just sent it to me.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't know about that story because I never talked about it until we did the story time.
I remember when you told me we had been cool for like 5 years and we were at the Detroit airport with the Podfather and you were just like, oh, by the way, like I, you know, they tried to kill me once. And I was like, dog, we've done story time for like 4 years now and now you're going to tell the best one?
Well, that story, along with talking about my relationship with my biological father, I didn't realize that those create different emotional scars that I tried to be mature enough and wait to a point in my life where I could talk about them and they didn't hurt me or upset me or disappoint me. And so after that moment, this is before social media, so it wasn't like it was trending.
No.
It was
not in Los Angeles, you don't even know what happened.
So most the people didn't even know. Think about who gonna know if I don't say nothing.
You know what I'm wondering? What do you look like if you're 6'6 and you're 160 pounds? That's really skinny.
Look like a tall Snoop?
Snoop. Snoop Dogg tried to kill you. Snoop Dogg tried to kill you and take your car. Big shout out to Snoop Dogg. Is he in the Mediterranean? Not. Is he with Magic?
I'm pretty sure he's got a couple of days out there.
Yeah, he's probably
the way he led the Lakers, you know he's get probably, a few days out there. How about that? Thank you for thank you for that therapy. I needed that.
So tell me about, take me back to walking through the bathroom. So why do you have that picture up in the bathroom?
Because a part of me died, fam. And that's a constant reminder of it. Like I've had a lot more life and or death experiences. But to me, somebody shooting the vehicle that you're driving and hitting the vehicle 9 times with a 9mm. It don't get much closer than that.
No. Easily could have died.
And
Riz could have died. Riz got shot in the head.
And so you ready for this? I just now realized why I bought the Virtu phone. I remember what I was thinking now. You could Google this too. The Virtu phone, they sold me on the fact that the people who made Bentley make the phone.
Oh, really?
And by the way, that headrest slowed down the bullet enough that it didn't kill my friend Riz.
Shout out to the people at Bentley.
Shout out.
Because they were telling me, if you were driving a Cadillac truck, it would have shredded the headrest and then shattered his face with the bullet.
Wow.
So the actual bullet hit the headrest, went through the headrest, and then went in his cheek. And then the bullet is now in his neck.
That's crazy. Big shout to Riz.
Shout out.
I want to thank everybody for listening.
Thank you, teammates.
I want to thank everybody for listening to the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to call what number, Jalen?
98580 Jalen.
Great job. Yo, you're learning. You know, you're changing. You're evolving. You're good for you. Look at young man, 55 years old and still learning new things. Good for you, Jalen Rose. Call 98580 Jalen. Leave us a voicemail. We'll be back tomorrow. Why's that, Kevin?
Done. We're not done. We're not done.
Got to give the people time. Give people what they want.
They my little guys. I love them.
All I care about is my nipples. Seriously.